Welcome to the TikTok podcast. The clock is always ticking, so let's synchronize our watches and dive in. I'm your host, Callie Brigham, and I'm here to help you make time for what matters. Hey, friends. Welcome to another episode of the TikTok podcast. So I'm curious, where are you listening today? Are you listening in the car? Are you working out? Are you getting ready for the day? I have a feeling you're probably multitasking. So you're probably doing something else. What does that look like? And what time of day are you doing it? Is it on your lunch break? Is it on your way home? Is it in the evening? Or is it possibly by chance in the morning? Just curious. And of course, there's a reason I'm asking that, because that leads into our episode today, which has been a long time coming. I have had every intention of talking about this topic since, I guess, episode 36. Yeah, that's about right. Episode 36. I thought, okay, let's talk about the bookends. In our 50th episode, I did talk just a little bit about the importance of the bookends, the first couple hours of your day, the last hour of your day. So all those episodes ago, I thought, okay, this is probably a pretty critical part of time management. Let's talk about the morning routine. Well, the more I thought about it, the more I researched about it, the more that I paid attention to it, I realized that a morning routine starts in the evening. So we went ahead and flipped the script, started at night, talked about the evening routine, setting us up for the next day. Then I thought, well, what's the most important part of the evening routine? And if you recall, the episode after that, we really got into our sleep habits. And we spent some time talking about sleep in episode 38. We even had a really fun challenge that is in our TikTok tribe community, our Facebook community. You can always find that link in the show notes. And we did. We made it mission possible that we were going to get some quality sleep that week. And then we just had some other things. We had some other things to talk about. And here we are finally. I've had this in the queue. I've been ready for it and waiting. And so here we are today. We are going to finally hit our morning routine, or at least my morning routine. And I'm going to give you kind of what that looks like in the framework for it. And of course, as usual, before I give you the good stuff, before I talk about the things that I do on a daily basis and kind of why I do them, I thought, well, let's talk about what happens when you don't have a routine, when you don't have one. And I have an interesting statistic too. I did a little poll on social media, so you know it's accurate. You are my followers, many of you. So this is what you said, but I'm going to make you wait a minute. Some of you did not have a morning routine whatsoever. And some of you didn't have one that really is something that is part of your kind of system and your rhythm of your day. So here's some of the things that can happen when we don't have one, when we don't pay attention to it, when we've neglected it. And the first, and with each one, by the way, I'm going to give it to you. And then I'm going to give you like a little tiny tip so that you don't have to wait till a little bit into the show to start to get all the nuggets here. Okay. So each one is going to have like a little quick tip. So what happens when we don't have a morning routine? We feel rushed. All God's people said, that's me, right? When we don't have a morning routine, people often wake up with little time to spare before they start the day. So that starts the day already feeling behind, feeling stressful, feeling like you're going to have a chaotic day, and probably also emotionally making you feel like you're already behind the eight ball. Things feel overwhelming. Anybody else? Okay. So your little tiny tip is, I don't know if you're going to want to hear it, but that's okay. Set your alarm 15 minutes earlier to allow yourself some breathing room in the morning. And if you're not sure why this keeps happening, I suggest that you do a time study in reverse to see how long things take you. You might think that it's only going to take you 30 minutes to get ready in the morning, but in reality, it takes 45 minutes or it takes an hour, and you're always going to start off in a deficit. You're always going to start off behind the eight ball. So you might just have to suck it up and get up 15 minutes earlier so that you can allow yourself not to feel rushed. Okay. And I believe, by the way, once I get into the things that I do in the morning, and you have something that you want to do in the morning because it's helping create who you want to be and what that person does, I really believe you're going to find the time, and not only find it, you're going to crave it. You're going to crave it like breathing, and you'll be like, I will find the time. It is so worth it. Okay. Number two, if you don't have a morning routine, you're going to have a lack of focus. So it's easy to also feel scattered. It's difficult to prioritize and stay on track. So it's kind of like wandering through a maze, right? Spinning your wheels. My mom used to say that phrase. It's like you're spinning your wheels for the day. You get to the end of the day and you're like, what happened today? So your tiny little extra bonus tip of that is, of course, to make sure that you have a to-do list, an importance list, an intention for the day that really, honestly, you set the night before. I really feel like the morning is too late already, that you set before to provide some clarity and purpose. So this is my intention for the day, or this is the outline of the things that I have going on today, the things and the tasks that I want to accomplish, the wins that I want to have. Okay. Number three, when we don't have a morning routine, we miss opportunities to care for ourselves. Whether you want to label it as self-care or not, you will probably neglect some of your physical and mental well-being that leads to burnout and decreased productivity. So you're really just running on empty. I want you to think about that. You're starting your day running on empty. So your little tiny tip for this one is to make sure that you incorporate things like journaling, exercise, meditation, prayer, quiet time, whatever you want to call that. Gang, got to prioritize that so that you have a full cup, because you're going to get jostled and things are going to spill out literally and figuratively. Number four is increased stress level. That's what we have when we don't have a morning routine, because starting in chaos can makes it challenging to maintain a positive mindset and to handle the challenges of the day effectively. You're just going to probably feel like, what's the point? And I just want to go back to bed. I can't handle it. Have you ever said that? I just can't handle it today. Well, I just want to ask, can you not handle it today because you didn't handle your morning? You didn't set the stage for the rest of the day. So your tiny tip for this is you could even practice breathing in the morning. Breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. My friend Christy has a whole topic on the importance of breathing and how it changes your physiologically, it changes you. See, I know I could get it. We don't edit the show. Can you tell? Physiologically. Now you try to say that without it written down on a piece of paper. Physiologically, it's going to change your internal blood pressure. It's going to change all the things, just a little bit of breathing. All right. So now we know that we will feel rushed. We'll feel unfocused. We won't take care of ourselves. We'll have higher stress levels. So, okay, Callie, yes, I got it. It's important that I follow a rhythm for my day. So here were the results from my poll. 8% said, what in the world is a morning routine? And a rhythm. I'm sure some of that was tongue in cheek and like oopsies. 15% of you said it stays the same no matter what. Monday through Sunday, no matter what's going on, it always is the same. 77% of you said that it varies. I found that really interesting. I think mine varies as well, though. I will say Monday through Friday, I have the same routine. Saturday, I have a little different. Sunday, I have a little bit different. Anybody else relate to that? Oh, and again, it might be even a little bit different when I'm out of town. But I would say that most of my life, the majority of my life, the majority of my mornings have a routine or a rhythm. Not even necessarily a schedule. And it makes me think about when I first had babies. And I had the privilege of being at home with them and then working from home with them. And if you've ever had a newborn in your life recently, or even a puppy, you know that it would be awesome if they did the same thing day in and day out, But just when you get something going good, right? They're taking this kind of nap or they're eating, they love to throw a kink in it and they're like, ha ha, just kidding. And things change, right? So in our house at that time, we did not have a schedule. For example, we did not wake up at the same time every day. But once we woke up, we had a rhythm for the day. So that's really how I like to think about it. I will say that now with kids that go to school and a husband that goes to work, there is an alarm. I do set an alarm. So I do have a specific time I get up, but that's still a rhythm mentality instead of a scheduled mentality, if that helps. So here are some things that I like to do that I've developed over the years. And it's sort of a bird's eye view of my morning and why I do each thing. So do you need to do everything that I do? Yes, of course you do. No. I wish, right? That would really be convenient. If you would all just do what I do, then the world would be a great place. Now, of course, our circumstances are different. I know many of you that listen to me are entrepreneurs, so you do have the ability to set your own schedule. Some of you do not work outside the home. Some of you go to another job. So I get it. We've got a little bit of a difference here. But I want you to understand what I do, but why I do it. All right. So the very first thing that I have done for years, I mean, almost a decade, is I take it literally. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, seek ye first, the kingdom of God. And I do that in actuality. So the very first thing that I do is I look at the verse of the day. There's a Bible app. Thank you to Life Church and Craig Groeschel. And I look at the verse of the day. And what I really try to do is look at the context of it. So I scan, because you could take any verse and make it what you want to. So I scan before, I scan after. And if nothing else happens that morning, I am grounded when I start my day, because my day is, okay, here's the thing. My day is not going to be about me. Reality check. If you serve others, which all of you do in some capacity, you're going to find that your day is not about you. So what better way to start off my day reminding me that it's not about me, I'm not on the throne. So I start with the verse of the day. That is why I do it. And I've actually started something kind of cool. At night before I go to bed, I decided that, and you know, whatever you like to read or look at or whatnot, no judgment again, ever, before you go to bed. Sometimes I like to, you know, I don't know, watch a good murder mystery or whatever. Read a book that has, like, you know, something intense in it. I've decided that right before I go to bed, the last thing that I do is I go back to that verse of the day. Like, talk about bookends. That just works for me. All right. So if there's something else, depending on your faith or what you like to do, I really am becoming addicted to starting and ending my day the same way. All right. I have very little control over anything else that happens that day because it isn't about me. And those two things are literally like my stakes in the ground, like my tent pegs in the ground. Another thing that I now do right after that is I do the Bible recap. I can link this into the show notes, but this is a reading through the Bible plan for you, and it breaks it down. So there's 9 months of Old Testament, 3 months of New Testament. I started actually last fall, so I did the New Testament first, and now I'm in the Old Testament. And it's a couple of chapters that you either read or you listen to every day. And then I like to listen to the podcast. I'm a podcast girl, Tara Lee Cobble. Someday she's going to be on the show. Tara Lee, call me, have your people call me. And I love to get her take on it. It's a very brief, usually 7 to 8 minutes. And of course, you know, you can speed up podcasts, right? You can even speed up YouTubes. So I'll listen to that. That's the first thing that I do, because there are times when nothing else is going to get done. And even if I am out of town or on a weekend or I'm traveling or wherever I am, this will not change, period. So do you have the one thing? It does not matter who threw up in the middle of the night. It does not matter if the alarm didn't go off. It does not matter if you had to get up earlier or sleep it, whatever. This is your one thing. That's my one thing. The next thing that I do is I go downstairs and I have a little tray that I actually set out the night before. And on the tray, it has like my devotional. It has a journal. It has my weekly plan sheet at a glance. It has a little gratitude journal. So it has pens. It has all the things that I need. And it's a tray on a silver tray. And I put it out the night before. And then when I'm done, I put it back into a little cabinet. So This is a trigger for me. I think your morning routines need to have a trigger. If I didn't have a pen sitting there, I wouldn't do it because I'd have to get up and get the pen, right? And I have my water that's sitting right next to it. So I like to read my little devotional. I like to then have my journal. I know I've been teasing y'all. Y'all, it's going to be so good. Okay, just hang with me on this journal situation. Okay, so I'm going to say, I have a journal. It does not have to be a daily journal. I might jot down a couple notes or a couple thoughts on there. And then I have a 5-year gratitude journal. All of this takes me, I mean, just like a few minutes, maybe. I love the 5-year gratitude journal because I can look back and I saw that in 2021, my son broke his finger while I was watching a virtual business event. He literally broke his finger, ended up having to have surgery. I mean, all kinds of stuff. But I can look back and I'm grateful that he had a great orthopedist. I'm grateful that it wasn't worse. I'm great, you know, all those things. Okay. That's number 2 thing that I do. So I have my little tray and I do that. Number 3, y'all don't make fun of me. Okay. But I like to wake up my brain. And I actually play a couple of little like brain games in the morning. I know I didn't always do this. This is probably within the last maybe year or something. I want to have some kind of fun and I actually want to have a win. Anybody else wired like that? I want to have a win in the morning and I want to have fun. So I play a couple games. Some of you probably heard of them. Like I play Wordle and Connections. They're 2 little games. And we, as a family, actually all compete every day with them. You try to decipher what a 5-letter word is within 6 guesses. And so we all message each other throughout the day and I just do mine in the morning. And then my uncle just introduced me to another little game. Thanks, Uncle Ray. It's called Squirtle. It's like Squirtle. And again, it literally just wakes my brain up for the day. It's challenging. So I'm like, ooh, I have a first challenge of the day. And then I can feel like I'm winning. So that's just another thing that I do. And I know the importance as well for some of the, as you get a little bit older, the importance of exercising your brain. Okay. Number 4 is I get my family ready to go for the day. And you've probably heard me say before, I turn on worship music for this because this is the thermostat of the house. I'm telling you, it is amazing what music can do. Whether it is worship music in the morning, whether it is rocking, like motivational, let's go music while you're working out, or we play that before my son plays a soccer game, or whatever mood you want to create, music does it. So we set the tone that way. And it is such a difference if there's ever a day that I forget to turn on my Spotify and to turn on my worship music. I love walking around the kitchen and hearing my kids hum it or sing it while we do that for the day. We have a rotation of breakfast, so we don't have to overthink it. They're fairly simple, pretty easy. And we just know, okay, this is the day the kids have this for breakfast, et cetera. And my kids like a main. I know, they're so silly. Sometimes I can get them to get like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but they like a main, which is just leftovers from last night. So those are already packaged up. They grab that. They are old enough, they're 13 and 15, that they can do most of their morning, by themselves, but I'm just there to oversee it and then give them kisses and tell them how amazing they are as they walk out the door. Okay, that's number 4. For me, number 5 is my surrender prayer. This is, I literally open my hands up. I surrender everything that I have to do that day. It does remind me of my to-do list. So it's kind of works many, many parts of my day. This is what I have going on today. I say it out loud. I surrender it and I do it while I sort of tidy up. When I was thinking that, tidy up. My daughter was in the Velveteen Rabbit. She was nanny. And that was part of her line, tidy up. So especially the thing that I tidy up, because I really try to put my house to bed the night before, but especially the thing that I tidy up is making my bed. I didn't always do this either, you guys, but I'm telling you, 1 minute to put those pillows up, to pull all the pillows, pull the comforter up. Anytime you walk by your bedroom, you have a sense of satisfaction. Again, it's a win for the day. And there's nothing more inviting than crawling in a bed that was well-made. Have you ever done that? Like maybe you were sick or maybe you just don't make your bed. I used to not. And I don't know, it's just not as rewarding to get in that bed when it's already unmade. So there's been a lot of studies about the power of making that bed. So number five is my surrender prayer. I think I've talked about that before. So why don't we move on? Number six is a form of exercise. Exercise is my medication. I do not say that lightly. You will hear my guest who talks about ADHD and the importance, her name is Jana, and the importance of making sure that, especially if that is something that might be a challenge for you. That was just last episode in 51. She talks about how exercise is critical. And for me, I like to habit stack my exercise. So I walk first, and the first part of my walk, I'm proactive. So in my personal business, this is when I do business. This is when I reach out to my clients, so I reach out to my team. I answer messages from the day before, and I do it while I'm walking. And then on the way home, I get my reward. So halfway there, that's what I do. On my way home, I get my reward, and that's when I jog back to my house. I run back to my house, and I listen to an audiobook or a podcast. And so that's my reward. And it was cute. Today, actually, I saw my neighbor across the street. We're really good friends. And I saw him out there, too. And right after that, I actually go over to their house in their garage. We call it the pit. And I do some weights because, again, as you get older, that weight training is really important for your bone density and your health. And so I was talking to him for a minute, and he said, you know, you've really inspired me. And I walked 5 miles today, an hour and a half, and I was on 3 conference calls. And I was like, way to go, man. That's awesome. So that's number six. Number seven, of course, is getting dressed and ready for the day. I suggest you systematize this too. We had a fun little joke, I don't know, a few months ago, on what order do you do the thing? You know, do you... And this was more like outfit, hair, makeup, right? But what order do you do the thing? Even in the shower, do you have a rhythm and a routine? Things like this save you time and mental energy. So maybe you do the same thing on the same day and you just don't have to overthink it. And by the way, if you need help with the beauty part, I am in the beauty business. So you can also always know you can reach out to me with that. I am more than happy to help you with the beauty part. If you need a skincare routine, if you need a concierge beauty advisor, I'm your girl for that. All right. So getting dressed and systematizing that too. Having a rhythm, having, you know, especially back when I was holding a lot of in-person appointments, I really had like my power outfits that I knew I could go to. I knew what went with it. I didn't have to overthink that too. Why do you think Steve Jobs just wore the same thing every day? Less time and mental energy. All right. And number eight, then I, for the rest of the day, I just follow that weekly plan for my specific day. On our 50th episode, I decided to coin the term plan A and plan P. Plan A is what you think you're going to do. Plan P is the pivot. So because I have a plan P, I do try then for the rest of the day to have a couple catch-all times for things that didn't get done. So for me, catch-all times are usually between 3 and 4. I don't book appointments during then. I try to not have a lot going on. And that's kind of the sweet spot right before my workday ends temporarily because my kids walk through the door. So I want to make sure that I'm done. So I have a little bit of wiggle room there. Sometimes my catch-all time is after the kids go to bed. Sometimes my catch-all time is when my daughter takes her shower for the night and my son is at soccer practice. I can get about 30 minutes to get some catch-all things done. I like my Friday afternoons. We can do a whole episode on that too. So that is my morning routine. Now, you can look into things like the Miracle Morning. They have like the savers and they have your affirmations and your visualization and your reading and all that kind of stuff. You can look into other structured morning formats, but at the end of the day, you want one that works for you. I had asked in a story, if I looked at your morning routine, what would it tell me about you? That's really what I want to leave with you today. What would your morning routine tell me is a priority? Just think on that for a minute. That's why I've built these things personally into my morning. My morning routine has to be grounded. There has to be some gratefulness. I like to have a little win for the day. I like for there to be some peace and calm with my family in the morning and a little rhythm that they're used to. I like to have that bed made, which I never did for years, and it is a game changer, and I will forever make my bed. I like to have those endorphins that come from that exercise. And maybe you have a place where you can do that. Maybe you don't. But what could you do? Stretching, yoga, a stationary bike, Pilates. Like, what could you do from home or getting out into nature? Having a system and a rhythm for your morning and what that looks like getting ready, and then following a weekly plan sheet. Those are simple enough that I can follow it every day. I look forward to it. It's something that fills my cup up. And I know if the whole rest of the day just falls off the cliff, I'm going to end my day with my verse of the day. And I'm going to start over tomorrow. And the beauty is I know what tomorrow is going to look like because this is the rhythm that I've created for myself. So what is the rhythm that you want to create? And you do that by saying, what do I want to be known for? If somebody watched me in the morning, what would they think is important to me? And pick something and either add that or take it away from tomorrow morning, and you'll be so glad you did. Okay, we finally have our morning episode in the books. I'm excited about a potential series coming up. So stay tuned for that to come. And you're not going to want to miss my next episode with my new friend, Nikki, who tells us how to organize our kitchen and our pantry and how to meal plan. Hello. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening today. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on the TikTok podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback fuels our mission to help you master your time. Set your alarm for our next episode, and until then, make every moment count.